Thanks, Mr. President, and thank you to you and your team for the efforts. We know it's no easy task. It's only Monday, but we only have a few hours. So hopefully in the spirit of what you said and in making the most of that time, we just want to echo some of the comments I think we made earlier this morning and some of those other colleagues. We acknowledge the proposals put forward by the Russian delegation, the two specific proposals, I think, that have been reiterated in this afternoon's session. I think it comes as no surprise we're not supportive of either of those. I think we see that both would go in problematic directions, and we believe a large number of high contracting parties are in a similar position to ourselves. Our preference is to proceed as normal, in formal mode, with full broadcast, as is the norm. I think, however, as an alternative, and I think this was put forward by the ambassador from Germany and also echoed by Ukraine, the US and others, we could accept a move to informal mode, but with the broadcast remaining. And I think, as with others, this is in keeping with the wider spirit of inclusivity and transparent multilateralism. And we are also very glad of the clarification just brought forth by yourself and the Secretariat. So we think this is very much in keeping with that rationale on public informal meetings and what can and cannot proceed. We're very much in your hands how you want to proceed, but we're also conscious of what you said in terms of the time remaining and moving forward. But we do think if we're moving from the general formal, we can move to informal, but we have to retain the TV broadcast. That is, it's really, really important. It goes for smaller delegations, but it goes to our wider mandate here and what we're doing here and the public-facing element here. I'm constantly reminded when we see groups going around this UN building, they're fascinated by our work here, and we can't close them off from that. It's very important that we maintain that transparency and that public-facing element, and we hope we can move forward in that, guys. Thank you.